Welcome.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And I mean, it's tough to give out a big shot like, you know, Player of the Night award when both teams lose. But this guy won. And I guess I could give it to him as Candelita. Oh, my God. Jose Iglesias is on top of the world, man. He literally is living the dream that so many of us have. Like, I wanted to be a rapper and I wanted to be an NFL player when I was 12. You know, this guy actually got to be a major league ball player. And right now he's got the number one Latin song on iTunes. He got to perform in Citi Field like he was Bad Bunny or somebody like that with the lights going. And it was on Apple TV. And then after Jeff McNeil, I think, went, what, 3-for-4 and had a 3-run homer, balled out. It was like, hey, McNeil, take a seat. We're going to put Iglesias in. The guy's been floating around. And then he comes out and he has 3 hits and a ribby today. So this guy's batting .425. I mean, even in a losing effort, I'm so impressed with this guy. Like I said, imagine Darren Waller balling out for the Giants and then after Monday Night Football, Giants fans, stay in your seats. Darren Waller is going to perform his new track for all of you guys. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're talking about your New York Yankees. It is the not fun part of the season. And I guess it's good that it happens now. Many of us have heard the term June swoon. I mean, Met fans had a June last year where they couldn't win a series. The difference a year makes. Glass can be half empty or half full. There's a lot of you Yankee fans on Twitter that, like, I don't know, man. I tried to tell you guys to relax a couple days ago, and people were like, we're not in first place anymore, Keith. It's the same thing every year. They fooled us again. Do you not see what's happening? They keep banking on us. I'm like, yo, listen. It's a roller coaster. If you didn't want to be on the roller coaster, it's too late to stop the ride. Like, you should have, I don't know, been a Mets fan or been a Phillies fan or a Dodgers fan. I'm down for the ride. This team is better than they were last year when I got off the ride July 17th. This team will have a trade deadline. This team will get healthy. The schedule will lighten up, soften up. And I do believe this team does have a chance to win the division, be a wild card, get to the postseason, and the World Series is still on the table. That's why I'm like, you guys are ready to call for Boone's job. Boone could still be the manager of the World Series winning team this year. And it's okay. Everybody's got a different approach, right? Ron Washington was just quoted telling Nito to stop looking at the iPad or something. He was trying to look at the iPad after going 0-for, and he's like, you're not going to find the answer in the iPad. Meanwhile, other guys are like, no, go look at that iPad. Watch your swing. We'll send you some info. And there's just different methods, right? I want to be the type of dad that I'm not my son's friend, and I'm not any of my son's friend's friend. I'm authority. You'll respect me. Because then when it's time to turn up, then when it's time to tighten up, then when it's time to bang the table, like, you know, a couple seasons ago, Boone had to say, we're right there. We're going to turn the corner. It's like, you know, people don't take you seriously if you don't rule with an iron fist. Boone is a nice guy. Boone is a former player. He's a player's manager, player's coach. He's got a friendly relationship with these guys. He doesn't call these guys by their last name. He calls them by their pet names, Judgy, Glaby. And that's okay. But when the going gets tough and you need to snap these guys out of it, when the going gets tough and you need to bench a guy or you need to hold the guy accountable, it's just hard to flip that switch to being the feared manager versus the, like, you know, cool manager. And I don't know. I feel like this happens every year because there's not this, like, iron fist. People aren't afraid of losing their jobs, being benched, being DFA'd, being sent elsewhere. I was disappointed this week when Evan and Tiki led with, what would George do? I'm like, can we let George rest? I'm coming up on 14 years, July 10th. Like, do we have to always do the George is rolling in his grave about a first place team? About a team with Aaron Judge on it? Garrett Cole back? I don't think George would be firing anybody in first place, but we would be figuring some things out. And that's what I expect the Yankees to do. I tip my cap to the Mets because when the Mets were losing and being swept, they were diligent in changing the roster, holding guys accountable. If you don't perform, you don't play. They didn't just sit by. They weren't just passengers. They were actively driving that car. And now you're seeing that front office from Cohen to Stearns to Mendoza to the players, they're all on the same page. And now they've got the right equation of guys. They've got the right mix of clubhouse personalities and lineup. And they're still working on their rotation and their bullpen, but they're winning. Because they didn't just say, well, this is the team. Up, this is who we got. Up, this is it. We're going to play Trent Grisham every day. We're going to play Jamai Jones. We're going to DH Jamai Jones. We're going to put Oswaldo in there and put him in the outfield. And I don't know, man. DJ LeMahieu is cooked. Like, this is not what he used to be. And that's unfortunate because I was a fan that was fighting for him to get paid. Because when he came here, I'm like, this is the bat we've needed. This is the guy. He's different than the Luke Voits and Gary Sanchez's on the team. Where do we go from here? I don't know. You guys tell me. My guy Mario in Long Beach back on the fan. What's up, Mario? Mario! Mario's usually good about that. He might have fallen asleep on a Saturday night. Hold on. Let's see. Andy in Morristown on the fan. What's up, Andy?
Hey, Keith. Love the show and love seeing a kid from Monmouth County do well.
Yes, sir.
Doing great, buddy.
Shore Conference in New York City.
Amen. Good old St. John Vianney.
But, hey, yes, sir.
So here, I'm not a Yankee fan. Full disclosure, I'm a Tiger fan. But when I hear this talk about the Yankees with their 21 or 22 games over 500, ready to throw the talent, come on. I mean, the team's got so much talent, and this is baseball. You know, four 250 hitters don't always get four hits, right, when they go back to back to back. And injuries and percentages are just a part of baseball. And you gotta ride it through. And over the course of the full season, they're going to do well. You know, I trade rosters with the Yankees any day right now.
So. Are you a Tigers fan from when the Tigers were good once upon a time? You know, I find these younger fans, Andy, these like 20-somethings, they're not built for the 162 games. Manfred's definitely going to give them like 125 game season because they can't survive a week without a win. The Yankees almost went a week without a win. That's why people are freaking out.
Yeah, but it's 1 week, you know. And yeah, I've right. been a type. Born in the Bronx, moved to Louisville, Kentucky. Had nobody to root for, so I rooted for my little league team, which was the Tigers, and I've been a Tiger fan since 1962. All right, so, but Yankee fans need to look close at what they got. That team is dynamite.
Yeah, but they're just. I think Judge is dynamite. Soto, some other guys, but I think the fans are starting to say, hey. We're turning back into a pumpkin in some parts. Thanks for the call, Andy. Yeah, your Little League team. My first Little League team was the Rockies, so I definitely wasn't about to be a Colorado Rockies fan. And then my second Little League team was the Astros. I definitely wasn't about to be an Astros fan. I wanted to play for the Yankees. Shout out to Ocean Township Little League, Colt Field. I forget what game it was in Yankee Stadium. They showed a little kid on the screen with an OT Little League hat. I jumped out of my seat. I'm like, yo! I tweeted about it. I'm like, Ocean Township Little League on the big screen at Yankee Stadium. You love to see it. 888-808-1019. I'm built for it, but I was born in 88. Like, I remember 2009. I remember these last 10, 15 years. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but I understand these 20, 25-year-old kids. If you're a 25-year-old kid watching these Yankees, you may remember 2009, but you're more locked in on the Yankees being a team that's predicted to win the World Series and being swept in the ALCS or beat in the ALCS in six games or seven games or being beat in the ALDS or losing in the wild card. And you're frustrated because you're tired of hearing about the core four. You're tired of hearing about Mariano. You're tired of hearing about a three-peat. You know what I'm saying? And I'm online. You know, me being such an internet guy with my former profession being social media manager, doing social media, like I'm online, I read like some of the angry tweets from these young people, you know, telling some older fans that like we're losing it. No, you guys are losing it. We're not losing it to say that we've got time. It's okay to critique the team. It's okay to critique the manager, the front office and all of that. But some of you guys make so many finite statements. Oh, this team can't win the World Series. What you mean? Just 2 weeks ago, you weren't saying that. Just a month ago, you weren't saying that. Just a month ago, you were saying there's no team better than them in the American League that they can get to the World Series. So I don't know. I think this is healthy. I think this is needed. I think going through this now in June is going to make Brian Cashman lose sleep, where he's going to make as many moves as he can to shore up this roster. And I think iron sharpens iron, where maybe even the guys that are lacking, like a Gleyber Torres, a DJ LeMahieu, if they're still around, they will have to raise their game for playing time. It could be good. We got to, you know, kind of try and find a silver lining in all this. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh is on the Fan.
I'm telling you, Keith, man, you are so right on, man. Look, you sell what you eat, man. I mean, like yesterday, it's like Dr. Jekyll. Today's like Mr. Hyde. Tomorrow you got Garrett on the mound. You see, he's building it back up, man. You know, it's not an overnight thing. Tomorrow's the 30th, man. You know, you're going to need time, man. And this is it, by the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to be? You know what I'm saying? And you are so right on, man. Take it, Keith, man. Thank you for a great show.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, so Gerrit Cole versus Kevin Gausman. Shout out to Kevin Gausman. I also met him at the same time. He was an Oriole. Came to the Fan Cave with Marcus Stroman. Now he's pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, and we've got to him. You know, I remember early in the season saying Gausman can get rocked, and he did. I mean, it just sucks because Soto's not going to be in the lineup. So, you gotta have another different lineup. There's no continuity there. It's not the same lineup. You need heroics. You need Gerrit Cole to get into his third start of this season here and say, I'm ready now. I got it. There's no nerves here in the Rogers Center. This team needs me to be the stopper. This team needs me to be Gerrit Cole. We can't lose this series. I think Cole can do it. And then you hope that other guys raise their level of play. I don't know, J.D. Davis. Haven't mentioned him yet. Verdugo. Come on, Verdugo. Verdugo's got to snap out of it, man. He was so clutch with homers, with just a base knock. He had so much swag and moxie and energy about him. He's been zapped. It's like a weird movie. It's like Freaky Friday or something. My boy Rob texts me. Rob's like, it's crazy. Rob's like, yo, it's like that movie Like Mike, where they took all his powers. It's like, it's literally like a weird movie. What happened to the almighty powerful Yankees that were dogs, that were, you know, we're just a bunch of dogs out there. Where's that? Find it. Find it fast, because you're getting dogged. All these teams are looking at you like, and don't look now, like, you know, you think the schedule is about to soften up because they're going to play the Cincinnati Reds, who are in fourth place. The Cincinnati Reds won today. The Cincinnati Reds have a young phenom. The Cincinnati Reds are going to come into Yankee Stadium 4th of July and know there's going to be a ton of people watching, and they're going to play up, and they're going to try and give the Yankees their best shot while the Yankees look a little bit weak. Michael is in Tom's River. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. Fly Hawks fly, first of all.
Fly Hawks fly. I usually just say go Hawks.
Go Hawks. No, I was going to say, you know, you get towards like the trading deadline, and yeah, I'm a Mets fan, but I'm a kind of a realistic Mets fan. And as a person that like is with an owner that you want to buy everything, I'm kind of getting tired of the buy or sell. Like, I want to see us pull up these guys in the minors. And I feel like the Yankees now, I feel like they should be in the same boat. I mean, they keep on buying these guys, but what does it really produce for you guys? Same thing with the Mets. I just feel like I've seen these younger guys and other teams get built up. And I wanted to see what you think about, you know, one thing I will say about the Yankees, they always put it back onto the field. They know they want to have a winning season every year, but at what cost? You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to put you want to buy these good guys, but you're not winning.
Yeah, and you got to at some point build from within and look at your future and have homegrown talent. And I think that's where the Yankees are headed. That's why I fear that at this trade deadline, they're not going to be able to get what everybody expects them to get, because they're going to have guys that are non-starters, guys that are off limits.
Like, I feel like this, I especially in New York, and I'm a Ranger fan and all that stuff. We're such like a win now teams that it's like, oh, we're giving up. But sometimes it's over. Like, the Rangers were brutal for a couple years there, but they built it back up. Same thing with, you know, the Mets went out and got Cohen, and what's he really done now? You know, now we're even more angry because we're spending the money and they're not being good.
Yeah, but you're on the right track. Thanks for the call, Michael. I'll say this, like, I think the Yankees are going to have to look within first. I was shocked that they brought up Ben Rice. Now, granted, he's 25. He went to college. But, like, this is a guy that last year was playing in Double A. They fast-tracked him. And right now, he doesn't look overmatched. He looks like he belongs. He's putting bat to ball. Did so today. More than veteran guys that we're depending on, you know? And, like, this young man got the late notice that, hey, Juan Soto is scratched. We're going to put you in the two, like, you know, and he's showing up. He had two hits today, batting behind Volpe in front of Aaron Judge. How ridiculous is that? Like, hey, kid, we know you only been here for a week and a half. Soto scratch, you got a hit in front of Judge. What? Yeah, and he does it. Two knocks. But then you go behind Judge, Verdugo 0 for 4. You go to the bottom of the lineup, as I just was telling Lou from Astoria, LeMahieu 0 for 3, Cabrera 0 for 4, Grisham 0 for 4. These are, you know, Cabrera's young, but like these are guys that are major league guys. Not good enough. So the deadline, you know, as I do want to talk some people off the ledge and say the deadline is approaching and we've got time, the deadline's not a guarantee. There were some people last year thinking that the Yankees were going to make moves at the deadline to do something with that team. I knew they weren't. I'm like, I don't know how much you're really going to do. Judge is coming back. But Cashman knew that the team wasn't good enough to compete. I think we all know that this team is good enough to compete. We all know Judge is all universe. So fill in the blanks. They need corner infielders, maybe a catcher, and definitely some bullpen help. 888-808-1019. And they got to get healthy, and they got to get their swagger back. They have no energy right now. It's just like you see them folding. They give up runs in the first inning, and it's just like, as a Yankee fan, it's like, womp, womp, womp. Here we go. Matthew in Watchung, New Jersey is on the fan. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Keith. Hey, how you doing, Keith?
All right. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I got to say, you know, I never call the fan, but I listen all the time. And, you know, from day one, usually the new host, they have to grow on you. They start out a little rough, and then as you listen to them more and more, you know, you get used to them and their repertoire. Man, from day one, your perspective, especially on the Yankees, which I'm a big fan of, I mean, you're spot on every day. From day one, and
thanks.
Every day, your perspective is spot on.
Some will write on the internet that I'm terrible. Some will write on the internet that I'm unlistenable and I don't do a good job.
I like to stay off the internet personally. I've never followed any of that crap stuff.
I love it.
It's like using my ears in my eyes.
I don't believe any of it, but I read it and I'm like, yeah, all right. It's funny, the internet, they'll be like, oh, this guy played Division III college football. What did you play? Did you play varsity? Did you play? Yeah. They'll be like, oh, this guy's got a show at night when nobody listens. I have a show.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you do? Anywho.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about a couple things, but starting with Glaber, man, you know, I want to treat it like that movie Semi-Pro, and I want to trade him for like a washing machine or a bag of balls. And I don't even care if we trade him. Like, it doesn't really matter what we get. I think we should follow the Mets guide, you know, and it'd be addition by subtraction. That guy.
It's the last time we can. I'm with you, Matt. I've been trying to trade him for the last three trade deadlines.
Yeah.
Whatever they can get. Please.
Whatever we can get, that's right. I don't care if we have to cut him and get nothing and just eat it. You know, we keep on waiting for the prospect that we traded for, but he's not that prospect. You know, it was a bill of goods when we traded for him. He was never going to pan out to what we thought he was.
Matt, mark my words, it's got to come down to Cashman doing it, but I don't think they're going to do it because, like, Glaber has a relationship with Judge, and you hear Boone in the postgame talk about this room and these guys loving each other, and the fans are like, we're like, to hell with that. We don't care about you. We don't care about that.
It's so sad because I think Glaber, like, I think his attitude.
You don't gotta love your coworkers. I mean, we want some chemistry between some of the teammates, but like, you don't have to love a guy that's not showing up. They don't love him in the moment when he's committing errors and running into outs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that Verdugo brought up dog, but I've been calling Glaber a dog since Sanchez.
A puppy
dog. Now,
that's
what he reminds me of is Sanchez. Is that
a puppy dog that's going to pee on the floor, and you know what I'm saying?
And,
a puppy
dog
that you're going to have to put on a leash and tell and teach him over and over again not to do the wrong thing. Thanks for the call, Matt. Yeah, and you know, like, it's funny because Gary Sanchez right now, and I know the Gary ship has sailed a long time ago, but as I was looking at Trevino and Wells and Gary, the Mets should have gave Gary a little bit more time. Obviously, don't need him with Alvarez. Even with Luis Torrens. The Yankees should have taken a look at Luis Torrens. But with Gary, I'm like, yo, you know who will pop up and fire that pigskin? Gary Sanchez. You know who could put bat to ball and hit it out when you randomly needed it and sometimes consistently when you needed it? Obviously, he's going to strike out. Gary Sanchez. But they were so ready to move on from Gary that they took the first trade that they could, and it was one of the worst trades in Cashman's tenure, the IKF Donaldson deal. It's still, we're looking at IKF now. IKF is balling. IKF is almost a 300 hitter. When he was here, they called him a Punch and Judy hitter. IKF, I saw Chris Christner. Shout out to Chris Christner. I saw Chris Christner. He's from the Bronx. I saw him in Champions Legends for the first time last week. He said it was his first time. It always trips me out. I always, like, when I pray at night, I, like, thank God. Because, like, you know, me going to, like, Yankee Stadium and what I'm able to do in Yankee Stadium, I do take it for granted, for, like, sometimes because it's just so regular. But I ran to Chris, and Chris put out a tweet. He said, what if I told you Isaiah Conner-Falefa has the third highest OPS out of the 18 hitters in today's game? Like, IKF couldn't play here. He was terrible here. They took on Josh Donaldson's contract. Josh Donaldson's making $6 million this year to do nothing for us. They took him on after he called out Garrett Cole for the sticky stuff. And they're still suspending people for the sticky stuff. Edwin Diaz. Anyway, I'm rambling. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got no time left. Don't call because I've got 6 calls to go through. Let's take this break and we'll be right back. Oh. Saturday night. Your boy KM on the Fan. Let's get right to it because the time is burning on me. And next thing you know, I'm out of here. Thanks for holding. Let's get right to the phones. We're talking about the Mets and the Yankees, and more so the Yankees, because everything's good in Metland. If you heard my open back at 6:45-7, I'm like, yo, all of a sudden the Mets are cool. They've got a new mascot. They've got a theme song. They've got a pop star in their lineup. He's got a number one hit. They've got an OMG sign that they celebrate with in the dugout when they hit homers. They have City Connect uniforms. Yankees are never going to have a prop when they hit homers to celebrate, and they're never going to have a City Connect uniform. They're just going to stay bam, 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 the 27th time. And here we go. Garrett Cole, again, asked to save us. Might not be ready to save us against that Blue Jays lineup. It'll be Garrett Cole versus Kevin Gausman at 1:37 p.m. The Yankees cannot win the series. This is just the hope to split and not lose their, what, fifth series in a row? And the Mets got to feel pretty good about Luis Severino coming off of his last start, going up against Sean Dubin. They just got to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Only Vientos did it today. If they put bat to ball on this guy and that Astros bullpen, I think the Mets fan will feel pretty good about their chances to win that series at 1:40 tomorrow. So let's get back to the phones. Thanks for holding. John is out in Brooklyn. John, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, Key, what's up, man? Thank you for taking my call, man. I came into work today, and I heard you on the radio. I was like, let me give Key a call. It's a good atmosphere over here for the Mets with this thing going on that they have over there. And I just think that I hope they sustain it and keep playing just good baseball and winning series. And another thing, Keith, it's never too late. Maybe you could come and join the Mets and you could be down with the remix.
Yo, thanks for the call, John. Don't get too carried away here. I'm being nice.
Bruh.
Hey, Mario in Long Beach figured it back out. Mario, you're on now.
What's going on? Sorry, I missed your call before. I must have had it on mute or something.
Well, I didn't call you, but it's okay.
No, not miss your call. I called in and I must have had it on mute. Good show tonight. You know what's very interesting? If you really boil this down, 80% of the games played this year, the Yankees have played at a very high level. 20% bad. The reverse is for the Mets. Now, if you look at this 2-10 start, their team ERA on their starters was 3.04 before this. It's like 9 or 10 now. So if they were pitching, just forget about everything else, all the position players, if they're pitching close to their ERA, they'd be 30 games above 500 and be the best team in the league right now. So I think everything will even out because I believe that even in April, when Judge wasn't hitting, everybody was saying, oh, his foot is hurt. What's going on? Then all of a sudden we forgot about it when it turns around. When everything is said and done, the Yankees are going to win between 90 to 100, and the Mets are going to be basically a little over 500. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good evening. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, thanks for a dose of what, you know, we all felt was reality and kind of bringing us back to what we all, you know, thought and projected in the beginning of the year, which I think still will hold up. I think it's fun. I think it's exciting for the tables to turn. I think it's amazing to see people quit on their team, to hear fans say they can't take it anymore, this team sucks, it's the same old Mets, and then see them rallying around a McDonald's character and, I don't know, journeyman second baseman that's platooning almost and has a hit record, and all of that stuff is cool. That's baseball. It's New York. It's something that you'll remember for a long time. And when it comes out of left field, I love it. I love it. But I think the reality is, like, you got to stay healthy. And that's not for certain for anybody. And then the other reality is, like, the bullpen and the pitching is not, it's not that great. Like, we saw today with the Mets. And same thing for the Yankees. I think the Yankees obviously came out and looked ridiculous. And right now, they also look ridiculous. But I think it's going to figure itself out. It's going to even out. They will find their true north. They will button things up. They will add some pieces. And they'll get back to dominating. And the schedule will not be a month where you face the Dodgers, the Braves, the Orioles, the surging Mets, Boston, in Boston, in their stupid dimensions of Fenway Park, the Blue Jays in Canada, where the Mets beat your ass and there was a 90-minute rain delay, so you didn't get to Canada until 4 in the morning, so you knew you were coming out there with Carlos Rodon's softness and just not going to... You just knew you lost that first game. I haven't been betting either. I'm trying to save. It's funny. I thought about it. I was like, I used to be on the air talking about how much money I was trying to save for my son and how I wasn't gambling ahead of having my kid. And then I had my kid and I realized how much it cost and, you know, budget and stuff like that. And I went back to gambling. Now I'm not gambling. I'm like, all right, I just need to save some bread. But I'm like, man, I'd be betting against the Yankees and on the Mets right now every night for the most part. Looking at the pitching matchups, the amount of homers that the Mets hit, I'd be betting total bases on their whole lineup. And for the Yankees, I'd be betting whatever again. I even said I put out my own advice. I told the chick Gabby from FanDuel, if you guys follow her on Twitter, the blonde chick from FanDuel, I told her, yo, you're going to Toronto? She's like, who should I? I'm like, the Yankees are struggling. They're not going to sleep tonight. They just got embarrassed in front of the whole New York City. Bet the Blue Jays, right? You probably get good money on a struggling George Springer. You probably get good money on IKF. Good odds on those guys. If you bet Vladdy to homer 3 days in a row, you probably cash. Here's the time for you gambling. Like, you see the trend? The trend is the Mets are making it happen. And the Yankees are letting it happen. Richie's out in Brooklyn on the Fan. What up, Rich?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right, Keith. I'm not going to get on you for what you said to me the other night. But I think the Yankee pitching is so inconsistent. Very inconsistent.
Of course.
Did you like what... And let me ask you this. Did you like what happened yesterday when Stroman called Torres out?
I didn't
like
I didn't see it live. I was with my wife, taking her out to dinner for the 5 years since I proposed to her, right? You mentioned that I should leave my kid to my wife and watch more games, but I have a balance of, like, not watching the game and taking my wife to Tucci for a nice Italian dinner. So I didn't watch it live.
Cool.
But when I saw it and I saw the result was a 16-5 win, and the Yankees woke up after that, I said, I can appreciate some competitive fire. I can appreciate a guy going back to his old stomping grounds and wanting to win. And you know what? He showed up Gleyber Torres a bit. But we're all pissed off at Gleyber Torres. His emotions got the best of him.
But see, Danielle didn't like that. She said, well, you can't do that to a player.
Who didn't like
in
it?
In public. Danielle McCartan.
I don't know. I mean, that's got... I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway... By the way, you know, you got on me the other night. I don't care because, you know, I said,
yeah,
you know what
you
I
were
said.
Like, you said Susan Waldman watches games to 3 a.m. Susan Waldman doesn't have a 14-month-old kid, and I'm not trying to be Susan Waldman.
But I'm a season ticket holder, okay? I'm a season ticket holder.
At Yankee Stadium?
And I go to as many games as I can.
I go to 40 games a year.
Well, that's cool.
I'm in there. And I watch every single game. But what I do is I don't get on the air and talk about, I can't believe Juan Soto laid down a bunt when they got their ass kicked. Because it's like, what does it matter? I don't go through every single pitch that missed or umpire's call or whatever. I talk generally around it because we're not supposed to be doing podcasts analyzing everything on baseball. We're having general conversations about the themes in and outside of the team.
Well, but I know people should know how to bunt, especially you know the way the season is.
Yeah, well, I mean,
played in the World Series is different.
I don't know. The Yankees, maybe more guys need to bunt. Juan Soto was in a bad one, so he figured he'd play some games there. It looked kind of stupid, but whatever.
I don't mean that. I mean when you're in extra innings and players don't want to bunt.
Yeah, because they don't know how to, and they're not told to, and the Yankees are terrible. I think they're 1-5 in extra innings. They have no strategy. They have no plan to bunt a runner over, and yeah, I don't know.
They don't know how to bunt? You learn that in Little League. Come on.
No, they don't know how to actually bunt, like Trent Grisham in the Dodgers series. Thanks for the call, Richie. Richie came in hot the other night, you know. That's why I say Yankee fans blame me online and on air. It's my fault. It's my fault. Richie came in hot. You know, the Yankees lost on Thursday night, and I got on air, and we talked about it. And he said, maybe you should leave your kid to your wife so you can focus on the games. And I'm like, because I was talking about how the Yankees got in at 4 a.m., and I was like, I have a lot of experience with going to sleep at 4 a.m. It's hard to do because in about an hour and a half, the sun comes up at 5:30 a.m. And unless you have blacked out curtains and windows and can sleep through that, which I don't, you're going to have a hard time sleeping. And then I also have a baby that wakes up 5:45, 6 o'clock by 6:30. He's yelling and screaming, getting everybody up. So Richie said something else about, well, Susan Waldman watches games till 3 a.m. And all I did was back up Susan. I love Susan. Susan is a baseball savant. Susan knows everything about everyone in the Major League Baseball. But Susan's job is to get on and call one baseball game a day. My job is to watch the Yankees, the Mets, the whole league, keep an eye on the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, and take your calls about any random thing from Caitlin Clark to the Negro League records hitting Major League Baseball and be able to have a conversation about it with you. That's hard to do when you don't sleep at night. That's hard to do when you're raising a little boy. That's hard to do when you also got to be a husband and be a son and be a brother. But I'm not making any excuses. I show up and do my job the best I can every day, and I think I'm pretty prepared, and I have internet access. 888-808-1019. I don't act like a know-it-all on air. You might know better than me. That's why you should call the fan and tell me. If I say something wrong, call up and say, hey, you were wrong about this, but... And I say, thanks for that. Call me up and tell me. I value you guys' opinions. I don't know any of you for the most part. Sometimes my friends call, but I treat everybody with respect. Just treat me with the same respect when you call. Don't talk about what I should be doing with my kid and my wife, Richie. I forgive you. Call the fan. I've got 15 minutes left. We'll be right back. Right back at it on the fan in New York. Hopefully I helped you pass the last 3 hours and you enjoyed something that I said or a caller said on the show tonight. This is my last two calls. We're going to go talk to Stefan and Frankie and then we're going to close this show and I'll be back Monday and hopefully the Yankees win and the Mets win and we can feel good about our baseball teams because once we get to July, you know, everybody's a football fiend. It's like, I love football too. Football changed my entire life. I wouldn't be sitting here right now if football didn't get me a college degree. But I want to talk baseball while baseball has the floor. And it's just unfortunate that my favorite baseball team has sank through the floor. And the rival baseball team in town, they've turned into something that nobody saw coming. So 888-808-1019. Richie was telling you what Danielle was saying last night. She's going to say some more stuff tonight when I'm done. Hoboken, Jersey City was good out there. I might have to hit the bar or something, man, and get the Yankees off my mind. I know my wife and my son are already sleeping, that's for sure. So I could go home and kick it with my cat, but she'll be waiting for me at 2 a.m., which I usually get home like 2:45 anyway. I might as well hit the bar and then pull up on her, right? I don't know. Somebody hit me up. Tell me where to party at. Last calls of the night. Let's go to Frankie first in New Jersey. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man? First of all, I want to just say thank you for allowing me to be on the radio. If you're going to go out, it's pouring rain outside right now. I'm out here doing some Yeah, man. I'm sorry to bust the bubble, man. I come out and hang out with you at the bar, have a couple of drinks with you, but it's
I just checked the weather. It's going to rain for the next hour, I think. Yeah, all right. Well, then I just got to get drunk at home.
That's all right. At least we both know we have a cat at home waiting for us.
Yeah, I'll just be laying on the couch drinking beers with my cat laying on my legs.
Word up. Listen, bro, family over sports.
Yeah.
That's always comes first.
Yep.
I don't care what that dude had to say.
Yeah.
About what you know, I heard what
I
you
don't
were
care
saying,
either.
But so I wanna pinpoint something real quick. Susan Waltman, you know, great analysis. You know, she's a great analyst on the radio. I listen to her when the games are on. But I'm gonna go back to the Dodgers game. Okay. There was a question that somebody had asked, and then she had put out on a map that the Yankees went such and such, such and such, and then had a split. And ever since that period, and that was when the Dodgers came to town, the Yankees spiraled. And it started with Soto. I get that, you know, he got hit by a pitch, whatever. They were concerned. They want to make sure he's good. But I feel that she said there was a parade, a sea of blue.
It was like a pink colored blue. I was in the back of the Wands. I refused to lay eyes on it. I know all about it. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna say this, bro. You could call me nuts for saying this, but I feel as though that was a kryptonite.
Yeah.
They planted something into their soil.
Yeah.
And ever since that series, went down.
I said it's like New York been soft ever since the Dodgers came through and crushed the building. Like what I saw the Dodgers fans do at Yankee Stadium, Pantone 294, I was sending the alerts on WFAN, buy tickets, come out, the Dodgers fans are coming, the Dodgers fans are coming. And what I saw them execute, aided by NYPD, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
They were thousands deep. It was like 3,000-4,000 of them.
I heard, and I unfortunately can't catch any games because I'm always on the road. So you know, I'm like working. I also, you know, if I could say this, I work in the film industry. So there's times I can't do anything with that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shout out MJF though. I was with him last night. Not hanging out with him personally, but me and him kind of like we're on something
that
I can't disclose. MJF, Maxwell Friedman from AAW.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not familiar. I was like, I didn't get the. The acronym. Thanks for the call, Frankie. Yeah. Last call is coming up right now with Stefan. You'll have 2 minutes. But yes, I said it. Them taking Juan Soto out, the biggest series of the season, and then the way that the Dodgers fans came here and took over our Yankee land, and there was nothing we could do about it. LAPD, NYPD, LAPD, when it's on, that's what you get, huh? Like, they had a police escort through River Ave, Girard Ave, 161st Street. I'm in the back of the bodega. They're like, yo, Keith, the Dodgers fans are out there. I'm like, I know some of them personally. My girl Serena came out of the parade and into the bodega. I'm like, I didn't want to lay eyes on it. And then I saw the video online. I'm like, that's crazy. And then I lost my voice where Saturday I was rendered speechless. I couldn't even fight them in the stadium. I couldn't even combat them in the stadium. I might as well go home. I had no voice left. I'm like, damn. They came in. Teoscar Hernandez. Yeah, it was tough. Last call of the night goes to Stefan in Brooklyn. You got it, bro.
Hey, Keith. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Steph. Steph from the BK. All right?
Hey.
So now, I keep it real. I got 2 points I want to make, but I just have to say one thing from all those baseball fans. Listen, don't worry. Yankees going to be all right. I ain't worried about that. They got Juan Soto, Judge, and everybody else. They're going to be all right. So my points is, number one, my beloved Knicks, I love the moves that the Knicks management keep making. They are the smartest moves in the world. They got a team that can beat the Boston Celtics if everybody's healthy and they bring in most of the people back. So
perhaps.
Yeah, I hope that they I hope that they can keep Hartenstein and let Robinson go if that it could happen.
I don't know. I think it'd be the other way around, but go on.
right. Well, then the next one, I love my Jets. You know what? If our quarterbacks stay healthy, the Jets could probably bring it home for us this time, you know?
Yeah. You know, I don't know what Aaron Rodgers said about his Egypt trip. Nobody's talking about it, but I'm sure he's back and he's ready to go at 40 to lead the Jets. I don't know. Thanks for the call, Stefan. Not to the Super Bowl, but at least to the playoffs. That's got to be the focus. End the drought. End the 13-year playoff drought. I think he can do that if they keep him upright. If, perhaps, maybe, right? These Knicks fans are hilarious. Now they're a threat to beat the Boston Celtics. You barely beat the Sixers. Like, let's go back to some of those games. And I know it was Knicks in six, but they were a hobbled team. And then you lost to the Pacers. Like, what are we talking about? I was rocking with y'all during the run to be a good radio host and not be a negative Nets fan. But it's like, all right, you guys got Mikal Bridges, bring injury-prone OG back, and now you're about to rock with the Celtics, the reigning champs. We're a long way from it. We'll see. But just remember, you lost to Tyrese Halliburton. Did y'all see him and Jalen Brunson with WWE? That was cool. I was like, what is this? And Brunson was fine. Anyway, Danielle McCartan's coming up next. The phone lines are wide open. Call her show. She'll take you through the night. I got to go home, and now it's raining, so I guess I got to literally go home and stay home. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'm out of here. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.